Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 18, 2022, and we are here with Spirit Song. She is a presenter tonight. I'm just here doing a quick little intro. And so she's doing a thing tonight called Using Pain as a Gift. And also, we're good to go. And I will just leave it for you, darling.
Thank you. And let you
do your thing. I'll only step in here if I have to. And are you ready to roll?
Yeah, I appreciate your being here to support me and help me with the mechanics of this. I am not a techie person.
I will be. I'll be off camera, but I'll be able to jump in. And just a quick note, Amanda, I've been sending you emails and not hearing back, so please check your inbox. I've emailed you about your invocation story. Would love to hear back from you on that. So just a side note.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, anyhow. It's up to Spirit Song. Welcome, Spirit Song.
And I would like to call in our allies. So if you would like to be a part of that.
You want me to call in my usual crew?
Often, whoever is calling you tonight.
Okay, all right.
And yeah, and to anyone who's here, feel free to call in your allies as we do this. This is a very much a casual, I'm very serious about it, but I'm not a professional on person. I'm excited about something I have to share and want to hear your experiences. It will be both informational, things that I've been observing and learning, and things that I hope to learn from you tonight. So let's first do some bringing in of invocations, of calling in the
allies,
if you would please. Okay. Yes.
You want me to start?
Yeah, like you usually do. That'll be fine.
All right, the usual process. So while we're doing this, as usual, everyone is welcome to relax and be passive and feel as the energy moves. If you feel energy in your body, just feel that passively. If you aren't feeling that, then just feel your breath come and go. But either way, just be passive and we'll create a beautiful field together. Do you want to sing the directions?
We can do that.
Would you like to set the pitch?
That's sure.
Pachamama Mama Kia, Wiracocha Inti Kui.
We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda, the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. And take it away, Spirit Song.
Thank you. I call to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa. I call to the grandmothers and grandfathers of all traditions. I call to our higher selves in other dimensions, either multidimensionally now or as we have been in other times. May we call on that highest form of understanding and being that we are aligned with highest good to guide us, our angels. Thank you for being present here. We feel your beautiful presence. Hummingbirds, I see you. I thank you. So many water creatures from the oceans and streams with us now. We are grateful. Chichen Red Serpent, thank you for being my friend and for being here with us. Thanks to each of you who are here and your guides and angels. If you have not already called them in, please do now. And we will begin. Thank you. I am really pleased, happy to be sharing this tonight. And can you hear me? My voice is a little bit softer, but I see some nods. I can't see very many of you, but I think we're good. When I started thinking about this, I really got excited about it because in my life, for whatever reason, I have had a lot of physical pain, mostly in the latter part of my life. First part was a breeze. But I'd like to make a couple of clarifications up front. I think, Benjamin, what you were alluding to, we call this spiritual benefits of chronic pain. I want to be really clear that I don't necessarily think of pain as a benefit. I'm not like, rah, rah, yay, yay, come on, pain, because you're such a benefit. I don't see it that way. But I do believe that it is energy, just like everything is, that it's not good or bad. It is. And it is present for a lot of us, and that because it is energy, we can use it. The more fierce it is, the more whatever, not just pain, not just physical pain, but anything that challenges us, emotional pain, memories, fear or anxiety about anything, what's happening in the world, all of these things can kind of overwhelm us at times. Then what do we do with it? if it's part of our experience, if it is energy, and everything is energy, can we use it in a very conscious kind of way, was the question that I began to feel and experiment with for myself. And have come to realize that I believe that it really is something that we can use in a very powerful way. Before we go in that direction, though, I also want to address a second thing that could be a misunderstanding, and that is, do I believe we have to have pain or suffer? We have to be ill. We have to have overwhelming challenges. And I don't. And I believe in miracles, even if we do have those things. If we have them, do we have to have them forever? I mean, we know being a part of this group and doing such powerful work with affirmations that a lot of times things shift very quickly. For myself, I've had some healing miracles. Some of you know about, some of you don't, but I have, or had, however you want to look at it, a rare genetic heart disorder discovered in 2000. And my affirmation when I found out about it was, I accept my healing, however it comes, whether it is through modern medicine, natural medicine, miracles that are unexplainable, or however it comes, I accept. And I have had healings throughout the years in mostly miraculous ways, unexplainable, at the door of open heart surgery, and then my heart is healed and it isn't necessary. Or a medical procedure that is available, and then suddenly because of my insurance not paying, it's not, and then someone else arranging it in those early years so that it was. So I've had different kinds of healing at Mayo Clinic in 2007. Benjamin was with me. We flew home on the day I was supposed to be having open heart surgery because my heart had healed. No way to explain it. But all that to say, do I believe in miracles? Yes. Do I believe we have to have pain and challenge? There's so much about that that we don't know. Many beautiful, beautiful beings who are here in service have physical afflictions, have or had. You know, some of the beings that are with us right now, Amma, the hugging saint, has... And just in case there's anyone who doesn't know who Amma is, she's 69. She's an Indian woman who at 9, her mother became ill and she began helping at home and then went out into the neighborhood and started trying to help the people that were around her. It was soon discovered that her hugs, her love, were very healing. And throughout the years, she has miraculously helped many people just automatically heal. But she has diabetes and arthritis. Why? You know, these are mystery things that we don't necessarily know, but I think that it is in our acceptance, in our trust, or whatever explanation gives us comfort, our willingness to use that in a good way that allows it to be a very powerful source of healing for us and for others. Many musical composers or painters or people who are artists have done some of their most powerful, wonderful work when they have been in pain or in a struggle of some kind. And that deep feeling opens up something Rumi called it, I'm paraphrasing, but the crack, the pain is the crack where the light comes in. It can change us. There is benefit in it if we use it that way. Ram Dass did so many beautiful things with the experience of his stroke and creating a lot of understanding and peace and experiences for other people besides himself, through his having this affliction and dealing with it in a way that made it a very powerful thing for so many. So what, you know, what we're going to do tonight, I've been experimenting a little bit with how can I use this for greater good. There are lots of things that we don't know exactly. Why do we have pain? We don't know. We do know that, at least I know, when I surrender and accept and trust, miracles can happen. Even if miracles aren't happening in terms of me all of a sudden having a healed heart, it is a miracle that so many of us can have things that cause challenge, and yet we keep connected to our joy. But what we're looking at tonight is a way to do that even better. You know, one of the things that I know is that these beautiful invocations that we do together create really amazing, wonderful things. But when we give these invocations, and we're going to do one before we start this, sometimes the pain or whatever we're dealing with at the time is gone, and sometimes it's not. So what if something is still hanging around? What if there is a way to give that as an offering? We're going to do a little experiment tonight, all of us together, just to see what happens when we do this. And I will lead us in this experience. But after we finish, I would love to hear what has occurred for any of you who want to share. So as we begin, I would like for us to do the simple invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And this will cover whatever we're experiencing, whether it's physical pain or whatever. Yes, get yourself into a comfortable position. I'm going to do some guided imagery, a little different. We have a message here that the audio video transmission is unstable. From David, and he's wondering if that's just him or others as well. Is anyone else getting that message?
So the best way to answer that, if your audio video is good, just type good in the chat. If it's bad, just type bad. Just a quick read. Good, 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 good. All right, okay. Lots of good. So okay. It looks like that is just you.
David, it may just be your connection. Thank you for checking in, though.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you all for your help. So now, everyone get into a comfortable position, because in this guided imagery, we're going to be getting into a state of very, very deep relaxation and receptivity. So there is no particular way that I want you to breathe. I do want you for a moment to observe your breath. Just watch it coming in and going out. Just for a few moments. The reason for that is for you to notice how automatic and easy that is. So that is how this experience will be as well. No effort is needed, just awareness, willingness. One of the things that I like to use is a little phrase, I say yes. And that yes is to every experience that is of highest good. All of our allies who are with us are here to form a sacred container and already are doing that as I'm speaking this to you. I am seeing them, and they are forming a sacred circle all around us, wherever we are. And as we breathe in and out, seeing with our third eye, we may be starting to see some colors. If you do, that's okay. If you don't, that's okay as well. But as you're breathing in and out, notice with your heart, with your mind's eye, how these beautiful beings are gathered all around us now to support us in this journey. And as we let the breath be deep and even, or however it's flowing, coming in and out, now see these beautiful beings' heart space opening to us as they encircle us, creating a beautiful, safe container. Feeling their energies as they bless us and we bless them, and we become one in awareness, because we are one all the time, one heart, one mind, one breath, one being, and becoming more and more aware of that right now. We breathe together. We feel the light that is emanating from these beautiful beings with us, and our hearts now beginning to fill every cell of our bodies, physical body, emotional body, spiritual body, breathing that beautiful love and light in and out. And now feeling it and seeing it with our mind's eye as it rises above us into a beautiful center point in the celestial realm and flows down below us into the center of the earth, into that sacred city of light and comes back to us through every layer of the earth, gently, slowly moving through the earth, through the waters, through the mountains, into the space that surrounds us where we are. Now feeling that healing light as it flows up through the soles of our feet, through our legs, feeling every bone and muscle in our legs, our ankles, our knees, our hips relaxing as this light moves up into the hips and up into the spine, into the spaces between each vertebra, moving up into all of the chakras, up into the upper part of our bodies, feeling our muscles relaxing completely in our shoulders and our arms, in the trunk of our body, feeling this light as it permeates and fills the heart space now. And moves up through the shoulders and neck into the head and up once again to the celestial realms. And then gently, beautifully, this light and love of healing energy comes back down now into our headspace, permeating every cell of our brain. Brain is a muscle. It's relaxing now. And every cell is opening to receive this healing light. And as this light permeates every cell of the brain, it may be creating new circuits that need to be opened up or healing some old memories that need to be released. But everything is softening and opening in divine perfection as this light now fills every space in the head. Muscles of the face relaxing, the scalp, the hair, temples, the eyes, eyebrows, eyelashes, the eyeballs, tiny little muscles all around the eyes and the nose, the cheekbones, the teeth, the gums, the tongue, the throat, the muscles in the neck, all relaxing completely. And taking a breath of this now, feeling that beautiful healing light, relaxing the muscles in the shoulders completely as it flows through the shoulders into the arms, relaxing the muscles, the bones, the joints, in the arms, in the hands, feeling the trunk now of your body completely filled with this beautiful healing light of love, of divine perfection, of infinite wisdom. source of creation, out of which we came and in which we live and move and have our being. Feeling every organ now in the chest and the trunk of the body being filled with this healing light, our heart, our lungs, spleen, liver and gallbladder, stomach now being relaxed, small intestines, large intestines, all of the fluids in our bodies, blood and lymph, being filled with this radiant, beautiful, holy, healing light. As this light now continues to flow down into the pelvic area, filling the pelvis and the sexual organs and the hips and the muscles that surround the hip joints, all being relaxed completely. Once again, legs, knees, ankles, feet, dipping into that powerful earth energy again and bringing it back up into the spine, radiating now in every cell with perfect energy of light, of love, flow of the divine. Now, while your body is aware of all this beauty within, I would like for you to be aware of any pain in your body or anything in your life that is creating for you discomfort. If you feel yourself to be in a space where none of that is bothering you, think of someone who could be blessed by this kind of love and healing energy. And as you become aware of these aspects or challenges, pain, whatever it is, that you would like to be able to use for higher good. Now, with your mind's eye, leaving your body to rest where it is, allow yourself in your spirit form to rise out of your body. Notice that all around you there is beauty. There are paths. You can choose a path to begin walking on. And realize that as you walk, you are aware of the path before you, perhaps hearing bird sounds, breezes in the air, maybe the flow of water. You may be beside a stream. And as you walk along the path, you find yourself drawn to a field that is full of flowers and grassy meadow. And you become aware that the flowers and this beautiful field are inviting you to give them your pain. And you realize that it's not something good or bad. It is something they request and that you can give it to them. And the energy of what you're experiencing, they will use in an alchemy of healing energy for all, for each of us, and for all beings everywhere. So to whatever degree you are feeling any discomfort, don't resist. Just gently place it in the field with the flowers. You may see angels waiting to take it from you. You may hand it to them. It may have form. It may be an energy like a cloud. However it shows up for you is perfect. Now, express your willingness to be freed from that pain, that discomfort, that challenge in life with maximum healing that serves highest good. And whatever is remaining, know that it is a gift, an offering that you are choosing to give for the betterment of all, because in the divine creative power, the alchemy of the light and love can transmute anything that we bring into another form that is of highest good. And so as we bring our offerings and we release them, knowing that not only is it a gift that each of us is giving our offering, but that together, just like our hearts united in love and in this divine flow, our gifts of that which we are ready to release, to have transmuted to higher good, are made more powerful by us doing this together. And so now, taking some beautiful deep breaths, continuing to be open to anything that shows up for you that is ready to be offered. Offer it now. And as you offer your gifts, and you look around you, seeing the beautiful faces of the beloved ones who have gathered here with us and our divine allies, feel the beauty that rises from the power of the transformation that is taking place in this field of beauty and grace. The gratitude that is being given to us by offering what we are ready to release, knowing that it can be transmuted into the highest form of healing, light, and love, knowing that if it is our time to be completely freed forever from whatever it is, then so be it. and if it is not, it will continue to serve for highest good to all those who receive from this beautiful offering. Can you see how beautiful these flowers are? They're actually lighting up with joy as they receive our gifts. Our willingness not to judge, not to hang on, but to surrender, to say yes to whatever will serve our highest good, yes to whatever is time to release. And feeling now this sense of union among us, let's now begin to move along the path, one by one, walking back to where we are reclining or sitting with our bodies completely relaxed. Now, as we walk along the path, we realize there is a sense of lightness, of release, of what we have left behind to be in service to the good of all. And each of us now coming back to the place where we are, joining completely with our physical body, breathing once again into that power of love, feeling our spirit bodies merging completely with our physical bodies. Beginning now to feel a sense of complete union between the spirit body and the physical body. You may begin to yawn or to stretch a little bit. To feel that sense of returning and in a lighter way, taking your time. There is no need to hurry, but as you begin to feel completely in your physical body, please feel free to join us again. If you wish, with your connection, so that we can see each other, even if we can't all see everyone. One by one, gently as you wish, returning. And before we share, I would very much like to share a song that came to me earlier today. I can't see all of you, but I can see a few of you. You may know this song, you may not. But if I sing it a time or two, I think you will begin to be able to sing along if you wish. And it goes like this. You are the face of God. Excuse me. My allergies want to sing too. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. One more time. Whether you can see each other or not, feeling each other, singing from your heart. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. Thank you. And I feel that so much. I hope you do too. And I would love to hear how that felt to any of you who are wanting to share.
They're already able to unmute, so just tell them.
And okay, so Benjamin says you are able to unmute. And so at any point, if you wish to share, I'd love to hear.
And if you're on the web, just click that little microphone icon to speak. If you're on the phone, *6 will unmute or mute you. So, and anyone who wishes to type also, you're welcome to type. I'd rather not speak. Mm-mm. But we love vocal feedback.
Yes.
I'm just trying to kind of come back. That was... Now, just I feel the need to land. I may that I didn't want to come back, but that was awesome. And I kind of without words, it, just so much that happened. You know, it was really amazing and awesome. And thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being a part of it. And please know that you can go back there anytime. You know, just following the same kind of path in your mind's eye, what we create within in our mind's eye or what we see becomes very real. So, if there was a sense of release that you want to experience again, that's all you need to do. Thank you.
And of course, Awakening Plus members will have this event in the archive and can replay the whole event anytime they want to.
Yes. Yeah. And don't feel like you have to share anything if you don't want to, but if you do, I welcome that.
I'd like to say something. Okay. I'm very grateful for that. I woke up this morning in a lot of pain, and now it's not there anymore. It's very, very minimum. I can hardly feel it. So, and that was such a beautiful journey.
Wonderful.
And your voice is so beautiful and soothing.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you. I've been told that before. I know that's one of my gifts. And I love it that I can use it that way.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm with Benjamin. He said he'd been sending me emails. I've had a month off all social, all media. So that's why. So I'll get back in and have a look. So sorry about that.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Yes.
Thank you.
Much love to you.
I know what happened. I just remembered because I'm not, I got back. Okay. I was singing and, you know, when we were going on the walk and then I was singing. It was awesome. So then singing. I'm like, cool.
Okay.
So awesome. I released a lot of stuff. It just, super powerful.
Okay. That's wonderful. I'm glad. Yes. That song, by the way, if you sing it with someone else, if you stand in front of each other and you sing that song to each other, it is amazing the healing that can take place. Beautiful. Or in the mirror, just looking at yourself. You know, you are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are me. You are a part of me. You are me. You are the face of God. I am the face of God. That is so powerful. Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, Brian, thank you. Brian says, absolutely beautiful. I feel like I lost half my body weight. LOL. So much lighter. Very powerful. Thank you, Spirit Song, for this wonderful experience. Blessings, everyone. And thank you, Brian. Thank you for your beautiful presence here. What a gift.
I just want to say, I'm near the window, if you can probably see, and it was cloudy a little while ago, and it's just gone blue sky, and the sun is just shining. The light is so bright. So you've brightened up the light of the day.
How wonderful.
It's morning here in Australia. So, it's so bright, I might even have to close. But anyway.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I'm so
beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was so cold before, and now I'm warm.
Oh.
So, again, the light and the warmth is beautiful. I see the face of God in you. I hold you in my heart. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Jeannie says, thank you for this healing session and the great song, Spirit Song. You are so wonderful to us. Oh, thank you, Jeannie. I am grateful for you and for your light. My allergies are too. Anybody else feeling the intensity of the allergy season this year? That's one thing we can use. Yeah. And Laura says, that was so lovely. I slept through much of it. Yes, your voice is so soothing. Thank you. I've been doing what I call an inner journey with folks for many years, and I usually let people know up front that during the process, as we're going into that inner space and getting so deeply relaxed, at times it's hard to tell, am I awake or asleep? And it's kind of in between or back and forth. And it is a part of what happens that makes it so deeply healing for us. Yeah. I wish I could see every one of you. Those of you that I can see, you are all so beautiful to me, and I'm glad that you're here. And I appreciate so much your willingness. Thank you to you too. Appreciate your willingness to go on this experimental journey. If you have any feedback later on that you want to share with me, my email is dancinginthelight 1188@gmail.com. And you can always get in touch with Benjamin and send a message to him through him to me. Marla, thank you. It was so relaxing. I just came back. I believe that. And there may be some of you still hanging out in the ethers, and that's okay. Yeah. As long as you want to, as long as you need to.
We'll join you via the Ethernet.
Yeah. Well, if we are complete, if there is anyone wanting to share anything else now, I hope I didn't miss any messages. I don't know.
I'll check, baby.
Okay.
This is Marla. I kind of would like to share something.
Oh, please do, Marla.
Yeah.
That was so wonderful. Oh my gosh. I just saw so much nourishment. Thank you.
Yay.
And I think I would say that, you know, if it wasn't for chronic pain and illness and all that things, you know, I probably wouldn't be in this community, actually, because I really discovered this community while I was, you know, unwell with cancer and having to lay around for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then I have visited the archives so often, like, you know, if I have had some sort of pain flare up or, you know, I must lay down for whatever reason.
Right.
And then I enter the beautiful realms that we all, or the field that we create together. And so it really has been, you know, the pain and the illness for me has been an incredible catalyst in so many ways. And I like that I'm getting to a place where I don't need the pain and the suffering as much now to catalyze the healing. So
that's wonderful. Yeah.
So thanks for hosting on this topic, because it's near and dear to my heart.
Yes. And I think that there is so much misunderstanding sometimes about pain. I've heard pain or any kind of illness or anything we can't seem to get past that, you know, in our lives that's not perfect, as the New Age sin. We're supposed to be able to kind of align our energies, wiggle our nose, like, I don't know if you remember Jeannie, what they call her.
I dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, and she could make things happen like that. But you know what I'm saying? That if we are powerful enough, that then we should be able to just make everything exactly the way we think it should be. And there really is, Samantha Bewitched, yes. there really is, yeah, that's true. Samantha and the Jeannie, there were, yep, some of those back there. But I really, truly believe that if there is anything happening when we are aligned with love and light, whatever is happening is perfect for us at that time, whether we understand it or not. You know, when I had my amazing healings, a couple of times I had people say to me, "Oh, you're so powerful. Look what you did." And I said, "No, I was the same when I couldn't breathe and I could hardly walk and my heart needed to have open heart surgery as I was in the next moment when I had a heart that they're looking at and saying, 'We don't understand, but it doesn't look like there's anything wrong with your heart.' I was that same being. And I didn't do anything differently, but what I did is trust, be in gratitude, show up in love and trust and gratitude for whatever is as perfect. Now, am I happy to be without any pain or, you know, a heart that's not working right? Sure. In my life, financially, I've been in places where I've traveled around the world and had a housekeeper and nanny, and then in places where I sold my blood plasma for gas money to get my child to school and me to work. I can tell you, I much prefer the part where I have plenty and I have plenty to share with others, which is one of the jewels of that. But same person, and all I'm doing is showing up in love, in gratitude, in trust that whatever is there, it's perfect for that present moment. And how wonderful that is. Yeah. Tricia says, yes, absolutely, Spirit Song. I too am learning this as well. And Amanda says, thank you to everyone. So grateful for all of you for taking time to be with us together here tonight. Yes, thank you. And if anyone else has anything to share, we'll pause for a sacred, holy, present moment here to allow that. And if not, well, I'll take this love and peace and joy with us into the rest of our evening. Yes. Much love to all of you. Yeah. Good night.